This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. Oh,
what was that?
It's heaven's talking to us or something. On the board today we have the fabulous Ed. How are you today?
I'm good on a Friday in Veterans Day.
Yes. Thank God for all the veterans. Thank God for all the veterans. Well, first let me introduce my friend here. Michelle Lowak is here
today. I got to tell you a story real quick. I was waiting to tell you this one. So, you know the big lotto numbers that we had these last couple of weeks? It was $1.6
billion. Yeah.
We didn't win.
And then it was, and then it got to $2.1 billion. So, Saturday night, I bought a ticket for the $1.6, and I heard Sunday that nobody had won, so I just kind of left it in my truck, and I figured, well, I could get it, play it on Monday. So I was sitting, of course I didn't win Monday either, but sitting in the drive-through at Dunkin' Donuts getting a coffee, and I said, oh, there's my ticket from Saturday. Yeah. Maybe I won a ticket or something. And I opened it up and I got the numbers on my phone. I'm like, got the first one, I got the second one, I got the third one, I got the fourth one, and I started to sweat.
Yeah.
And I missed the fifth one by one digit. It was 69. I got 68.
So what'd you get?
So that would have been $1 million. And then the Powerball was 20. I had 23. So you feel like I got $100 out of it.
Oh,
at least you're still single.
Oh, my God. That can do the sweat. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Because then you start to think you were just one away from $1 million.
Yeah.
I could have gone with that.
Yeah.
I've been satisfied with that.
Oh my goodness!
But that was that euphoria. You're like, wow.
Yeah, your whole body.
You're that close. Like, your life could have changed like that.
Right in a second.
So, oh well.
Instead, you get to spend the next hour with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're
lucky,
fun.
Man.
So that voice you hear today is not my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, Lynn Thornley, because unfortunately, Lynn broke her clavicle the other day.
And that is not a musical instrument.
No, and that is not fun. So she's not Al Gallivanting, that's for darn sure. And so Lynn, we love you, we're thinking about you, we're praying for you, I'll see you later.
We'll gallivant inside with her.
Yes. So that voice you hear is my friend Michelle Lowak. How are you today?
I am thankful to be here.
Yeah, me
Thanks
too.
Thanks for having me.
I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful that I live in the United States of America. I'm thankful for every veteran. I'm thankful. My dad was a veteran. My husband was. My grandson-in-law, Devin, is a veteran.
Your grandbaby producer. Great-grandbaby producer.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. They sent me more pictures of the baby this morning. He's getting bigger. He's like in the top percentile. I was like, well, you're always been overachievers. So
there you go.
So that's really very exciting. But, you know, God bless America. God bless the veterans. God bless my Kiwanis group. This morning they had to go out and repair a lot of flags from the storm.
I was out there on Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got the flag and, you know, do everything in excess. So I'll share the pictures with you that I took.
Oh.
And when I tell you, nobody's ever done something like that for him.
It just says to say thank you, to honor you. And that, and the whole display is fabulous.
Oh my gosh, it takes your breath away. And you drive up to it and you tear up every single time.
Yeah, but then the storm brought those flags. Thank God none of the flags touched the ground, but some were bent over. So my Qantas group was there this morning. I was doing a support group, so I was not there. Putting all those flags back up and making sure that they're in good order. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for everything my Qantas group does. They're really fabulous.
Yes, they are. Tell me about the $10,000 they got.
Oh, my goodness. So we installed our flags on November 1st. And on November 4th, we had a ceremony at City Hall. And mm-hmm. all the different branches of the service were there. It was very nice. And Duke Energy so graciously helped us with ambient lighting and with volunteers to help us install the flags. And they presented us with a check for $10,000. Oh, my heart.
Well, I
just started crying right away. You know me. I just started crying right away. But that, yeah. God
How
bless Duke Energy.
Group?
Excuse me?
How many are in your Kiwanis?
Oh, we're small but mighty. We only have like 21 members.
Exactly. 21 yeah. fierce members.
Yes, we do. We are fierce.
Fierce and fun.
Yeah, and you know what? Because just like you're the Rotary girl, I'm the Kiwanis mm-hmm. girl. I've been in Kiwanis 17 years. You build lifelong relationships.
100%.
And friendships. Because you're with like-minded people that have the same mindset. You know, it's like when I bring my grandsons to the Field of Honor to help with whatever I'm doing, I'm like, service work is not an option. It's a responsibility. Mm-hmm. You live in, and you, who am I talking to?
100%.
It's your community. You need to be part of it, and you need to do something. And anytime I bring the kids, they're like, yeah, I mean, why not?
You're fishing? When
yes,
you all do the fishing,
family fun fishing,
they lose their mind. They're so excited. It's ringing the bell.
And some kids get to come and do that fishing that would never get a chance to fish before.
100%.
I can remember one day we're there, and this all of a sudden this little girl comes around the corner with this little fish, and she goes, I caught my first fish! Yeah. And we're like so excited. And then like 15 minutes later, she comes walking around the corner, and she goes, my brother caught his first fish! And it's very, it's just, you know, and just having that opportunity to do that. You know, we live in a fabulous place where we live, but everywhere there are things to do outdoors. Everywhere there is beauty. You know,
it's under 70 degrees.
Yeah. Well, my granddaughter, Skylar, who I'll be going to see for my birthday and for Thanksgiving, yeah, sent me a photo this morning. It's snowing there.
Shut up.
Yes.
It's so dumb.
She's like, Grandma, bring all your Germany clothes. I said, yeah,
go to the Germany closet.
So I was sitting in the chiropractor this morning. I had Alexander Chiropractic getting some TENS stuff on me or whatever. And I'm looking at my phone, and I see that photo from her. And I see some snow. So right away, I went out to Amazon and ordered myself a bathrobe to be sent there.
Yep.
Because I'm going to be there when the baby's being born and stuff. And so I need my own bathrobe there, I figure.
There you go.
She's like, okay, Grandma, that works.
That's awesome. When's your birthday?
November 25th.
November 25th is Linda's birthday, so cards could be sent through Facebook.
69 years old. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What a privilege.
Yeah, what a privilege. I'm so blessed.
See, and wasn't that the Powerball number?
What, 69?
69 was a Powerball number.
I don't know. I bought a ticket yesterday for the next one. I don't know what the numbers are. I just put it on. I was buying 3 tickets and 2 tickets. I think I only needed 1 this time.
Right.
But I will say, this week was the Connecting Caregivers Conference.
Phenomenal.
I did
what was your outreach? How many states?
I
know countries. You were in different countries.
It was like all of the United States, Canada, England. Somebody was there from Australia. The good thing about the conference is as long as you're registered for the conference, even if you couldn't come during the conference, within the next 30 days, you'll receive 21 videos of the conference.
We're going to be using them for training.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't expect anybody to sit there for 3 days and watch hours and hours of the conference, especially a caregiver. They're lucky if they get 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Exactly.
In the toilet.
Right. But they can go back and look at it. But we did a dance with Mother Nature. Oh, my goodness. Now I even know more stuff for the next conference, more backup stuff, because it was scary. We had battery backup in case we lost power. But what happens if your presenter loses power?
Yeah.
And they're in, like, there was a guy in Orlando, and he's like, no power.
Yeah.
Sorry. And Sean Scott was on an airplane during his presentation. So, God bless, we could pull his presentation from the last conference, which was very fabulous. So, like I said, we did a dance with Mother Nature, but I'm sincerely proud of myself. I think we did a really good job. The most powerful segment for me was Voices of Hope for Aphasia, because as much as I thought I knew about aphasia, I didn't know enough.
Me either, until it was too late with Daddy.
Yeah, but stuff, I just didn't know. And that's what the conference is about, bringing the information out there that maybe you don't understand, and knowing where there's hope, and knowing when you can, you know, where you can look for something else. I mean, we had all together, we had over 1,000 participants, which just makes me so happy, because every time you listen to something, you're going to learn something. I learn something every single time.
Right.
And I've heard of a lot of stuff. But then there's new things, like we had A&E Corner at lunchtime, adaptable equipment. And there's new, there's like a great new compression sock or getter on. Well, you know how tough that is. And then mm-hmm. people don't wear the compression socks.
Right.
And the meal lifter and the football walker, a whole bunch of really fabulous products. And A&E Corner are not there to sell products. A&E Corner are there to show you how to use the products.
Yeah, and how to make life better.
Yeah, because you have a physical therapist and an occupational therapist.
Right.
And so they were seeing when they were in people's houses that, first of all, there was things that maybe could help them, mm-hmm. but they didn't know about, number one. And then maybe some of the things they helped them, they weren't using properly.
Correct. Which is, like, worse than...
Right. And it's not just for the person you're caring for, it's for the caregiver, too.
Yep.
Because if you're not hurting your back,
right.
Or your loved one is just eating better, what does that mean to you?
Yeah.
That means a real lot to you. So I'm so glad you're here today. Some of the things I want to talk about besides veterans is you have like a toy drive coming up with Rotary, right?
We do.
So tell me about that.
So the toy drive this year for the Rotary Club of Seminole is the same as it's been the last few years. You know, we had that sea thing that came along a few years
yeah.
ago, and there were still children here in Seminole that were not going to have a holiday. You know, it's, and you know, we heard a
no
statistic.
No one thinks about that.
Correct. It's kind of like with coming up with Thanksgiving. You know, we think, oh, you know, you're all talking about, like, what are you going to make? What are you going to have? And there's people that seriously go, what am I going to make?
Yeah.
What am I going to have?
Do I have anything to eat?
Will
never mind
there
Thanksgiving
be
stuff.
So, under Jen, we, as president, we started drive-through stuff over at the country club. And we did the food drive to benefit the food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And this one will be to benefit children in Seminole. All of the toys go to the YMCA, and they'll be distributed to children in need. And on Veterans Day, I almost tear up thinking about it.
Who, you tear up?
Yeah, right. Me? Miss Never Emotional? Bill Nelson's widow was there, and Beverly said, you know, you don't think about this, because we did an entire presentation for veterans, and she said, you don't realize how many of our veterans here in Pinellas County are living on food stamps
mm-hmm.
or are with their children homeless.
Yeah.
And those are the people that are going to benefit.
Right where we live.
Right down the street.
Yeah.
Right on the street. Right
yeah.
behind 7-Eleven. So these toys and your generosity goes directly to people right here that you're seeing
yeah.
that need a little Christmas or a little Hanukkah or a little Kwanzaa. I think there's 11
just
holidays.
A little lift up.
Yeah, I think there's 11 holidays between now and January. So I don't want to say Christmas because we get caught up in Christmas. And
yeah.
not everybody celebrates Christmas, but every child can benefit from a toy at the holidays.
Well, so. I believe in give where you live. First of
mm-hmm.
all, that's Jay Moore Sweat with Women with Purpose says
mm-hmm.
that all the time. I believe that we need to take care of our own communities before we go much further. But I want to say for anybody that's going to, you'll give us more information where they can drop the toys off and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Get some stuff for the older kids.
Yes.
Get some stuff for the boys and girls that are 12, 13, 14 years old. You know, like I did something through my church last week. And so it's a box that's going to go to, and you could
the shoe box, right?
Yeah, and you can
yep.
put down what age group and everything. So I got a boy, and so I got him like a compass and a gift card to a store and, you know, something
yeah.
that an older boy would use. I got him a little toolkit, you
right.
know, a new hairbrush, but also that gift card.
I was just going to say, because from the time that you're about 9 to about 25, it's going to be wrong.
Yeah.
It's
sometimes
gonna,
it's 40, too.
Yeah, those gift cards, let them have that empowerment to go out and purchase what they want.
Pick something they would like.
And that, you know, some people say, well, gift cards are so impersonal, but they're really not. You're speaking to the fact that you're giving that child who might not have ever walked into a store, who might not have ever been able to look at something on a shelf with mom when they were just trying to figure out what are we going to buy with these food stamps this week?
Yeah. And I don't think gift cards are impersonal because when I was a kid, my grandma sent me a card with $5 in it. Woohoo! That was a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And I got to take that $5 and get what I wanted. It wasn't impersonal.
Right. You got to pick.
So, I think just because it's a plastic card doesn't mean it's impersonal.
Absolutely not. And so needed. So, for those who don't want to go out shopping, you can certainly write us a check, give us some cash, or bring those unwrapped toys over to the Lake Seminole Country Club. We'll be there from 9 to noon on the 3rd of December.
Okay.
If you want to bring them beforehand, or if you want me to come pick them up, I will pick them up. Just give me a call at 727-641-5483, or hit me up at Generations at Home, and we'll take them at Generations. We'll take them.
Just contact me, and I'll get them to her or whatever.
Yeah, call Linda, hit us up on Facebook. Give us a shout out.
You know, this is what I hear all the time from people. What can I do?
This is what you can do
for
children.
This is something you can do. And we're going to talk after our break later about Silver Santas, too.
I just came from that.
Yes. So there are people in our community that need us. There are people in our community that are lonely, whether they're children, middle-aged, seniors, or whatever.
And some of those people have a big smile on their face in public.
I'm good.
Yeah.
And some of those people, you know, just are existing. Mm-hmm. They're not enjoying. They're not finding a fullness in life. And most of us have plenty of stuff. Most of us are in a good position where we can spend $20, $30, $40, $50 and give it to somebody else that will really make a difference for them. Really make a difference.
Yeah, like what is a Starbucks? Starbucks is like, what, $19 or something with the whoop-de-doo and the
I don't know,
cafe,
I guess.
Cafe,
I don't
mocha,
do that, but
whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Fufuccini. You know, so for the next 3 weeks, skip the fufuccini and
for even 1 week. Just 1 week would
benefit
be good.
A child or benefit a senior that's right here. It really does feel better to give than to receive.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. And you know, even like with my family, what we decided to do years ago at Christmas time is we don't give each other gifts anymore. We give to each other's charities. Mm-hmm. So why not?
Yep.
You know, but if I can do it directly in my community,
yep.
give something to directly in my community makes a really big difference. I remember, I'm telling you, years ago, at one time when I was going through a tough time, and I was at the food pantry.
Yep.
And I was in line at the food pantry right before Christmas, and this woman came and gave us each a $20 bill. She just walked down the line. She had like a whole handful of $20 bills and just gave us each a $20 bill.
It makes a difference.
You know, so even though I had food from the food pantry at the time and I had shelter and I had everything, to have that extra $20 at Christmas time,
yeah,
to do something or just get that one special thing was a really big deal. And I thought, you know, I would love to do something like that in the future.
I am, you know Terry Collier,
yes.
my sponsor at Rotary. I think he walks on water.
Yes, he's a fabulous man.
He really is. And I loved my Rotary way before this happened, and most people don't know this happened, but with Daddy living with me and losing my job, the thought of how will I provide for my father?
Yep.
He's counting on living in this house. And when they dropped off a gift card to me.
Yeah.
It made all the difference in the world because I felt useless, I felt worthless, and I felt like a fraud. I'm supposed to provide for this man.
Right.
Who provided for me. So you really never know who you're going to touch when you reach out and that little thing.
Yep.
can turn somebody's mental health around.
Oh, huge.
So that's, you know, I will be a Rotarian for life.
Yeah, just like I'll be a Kwanian for life. I'll tell that story after the break. But right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So, you know, we were talking before about Kiwanis and Rotary and people doing good stuff and everything, and you never know who needs some good stuff. So years ago, I was going through a tough situation. I had custody of my grandchildren, and I had taken a sabbatical for Kiwanis.
Before we met.
Yeah, and I would do the service projects, but I couldn't go to the meetings.
Right.
I couldn't even pay my dues. And we were doing some service projects, and this gentleman, Lee Walters, who is now in heaven, God bless you, Lee, said, we're raising funds for Clothes with Kids, for kids.
Clothes for Kids, yep.
And I said, I wish I had clothes for my kids. Ugh. Well, like 5 days later, there's a knock at my front door, and there's a woman from Kiwanis that I don't know because she was a new member. And she said, I don't know who you are, but you are loved. And they brought in like 10 bags of groceries and a $100 gift card and clothes for all four of my grandchildren. Sneakers, socks, underpants, pajamas, laundry detergent. I can't tell you how much that meant to me. And
every time you've told me, it touches your heart. And that's the thing. We all walk around and you do not understand the ripple effect of kindness.
Right. You know, since I'm a kid, both of my parents said it never costs any money to help somebody out.
Nope.
And it doesn't. And we know that. And we see that every day. So tell our listeners what you were telling me during the break.
Oh, this is the coolest thing. You got to mark your calendar, but you've got to get a hold of me quickly if you want to be included. So, the Lurie family, Ed Lurie, Viv Lurie, Michael Lurie. Vivian was the president, I believe, 2 years ago. Mark Vernick is president now of the Morning Club. They're a crazy bunch of individuals that meet at like 7 a.m. So yes. I'm not in that group.
Mark Vernick was part of the conference yesterday.
I was just going to say, he's if you need investment advice and you want somebody you can trust, you go with Mark. Well, he's president right now of that club. I think 2 years ago, Vivian was. Ed has been a member of our club. 55 years of perfect attendance. 55 years never missing a meeting.
Wow.
Whether they were traveling, doing missions work for their Jewish synagogue, it did not matter. Rotary is in that family.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, at the end of the year when school is out, every child in Seminole gets to have watermelon. And he, you know, makes sure that he provides all the watermelon. You know, his son Mike is.
And what joy that brings to him.
Exactly. So the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I think some of you have heard the name McMullen as well.
Yes.
So Claude McMullen, Dr. Claude McMullen, who pretty much saved my vision a few weeks ago, he and Ed are going to be putting together a once-in-a-lifetime live presentation of 55 years of the history of Rotary.
That's fabulous.
In Seminole at the Bayou Club.
That's fabulous.
With, yeah, I mean, gorgeous.
And it's such a history because, you know, when my friend Lee Walters passed away this past year from Kiwanis, he was the secretary for like 25 years.
And he took everything with him in his mind.
But we went through boxes of stuff, and it was when the program used to be typed out on a typewriter.
Right. Right.
You know, and just different things. It was like, oh, at one time the Kiwanis sold peanuts. As a fundraiser, you know, like different things you never would think of.
Yeah, one of the things that they used to, I heard this, and I want to do it again, but before all that was developed on Park Boulevard.
Still orange groves and.
They used to have a shooting thing. So everybody would bring their guns and pay money to shoot stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, we can't do that now because there's condos.
Yes,
but there are ranges, you know.
Yeah, you can do something.
But I mean, yeah, how it's evolved and the bloopers that they're going to show us and the veterans that we have in our group. Once in a lifetime opportunity, please contact me because just to be in the company of the people like the Lurie's and the McMullen's, Claude's wife, amazing individual. Yeah. And to get to spend the holidays with them at the Bayou Club. Hello.
Yeah, that's not
gorgeous
a bad thing.
Venue.
That's not a bad thing.
Delicious food and great people. So, yeah, that's
so
coming up.
Let Michelle know.
And that's also the third Same as Toy Drive. It's going to be a busy day.
Yes, everything's busy. And Silver Santas.
Silver
Santas.
Okay,
so we're in holiday mode now, right? We're in holiday mode. It's almost Thanksgiving. It's almost Thanksgiving. It's almost Christmas. I mean, I have a seminar going on January 5th, and I'm like, it's not far away, you know?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't think about anything until after the conference.
Right.
But Silver Santas, for people that don't know, Silver Santas is a part of Better Living for Seniors.
How was this morning?
And it's Michelle showing me a picture of a Silver Santa. Can you see it on the camera? Probably not. Who is Frank Pascal, right?
Yep, Frank is our Silver Santa. He turned it over to Tal and Bob about 4 years ago because now Frank is president.
Yeah, so tell our listeners what Silver Santas does.
So Silver Santas is a nonprofit through Better Living for Seniors under the umbrella of Area Agency on Aging.
It's like 10 things you always got to say.
But the most important thing to remember for this is that this, every single dollar, every single gift that is given stays right here in Pinellas County for a senior who otherwise would get nothing for the holidays. Either the social worker, the guardian, the care manager, the discharge planner at the hospital goes through, and if Linda would be the recipient, I would go through a list and I'd say, you know, Linda, what is it that you'd want for Christmas?
A bathrobe.
You'd be surprised at the things, a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Something is
some
as little
hand
as...
hand lotion.
Yeah, some deodorant.
Yeah.
It breaks your heart when they say, I would just love some body wash.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you know what the thing is? People think, when a senior lives in a community, that they get everything there.
But yeah, they don't think they get one-to-one care. They think they get all their supplies. Yeah. They get nothing.
Right.
They get to live there.
And many have no family, or their children are 72 years old.
Right.
Having their own issues. So, you know, or they had no children or whatever.
Or they've outlived their children.
Yeah. And their friends.
Correct. So with Silver Santas, we're going to be doing 1,200 bags this year, which Woo-hoo! Means 1,200 seniors in Pinellas County will have made out a wish list. And we have parties with purpose. We have drop-off points.
You can go right to Silver Amazon.
If you go to silversantas.org, or again, contact me at Generations at Home. I'm in charge of the warehouse. Once you go on to silversantas.org, you can sign up to be a volunteer. You fill out all your information, and then you pick the location you want to help, whether it's sorting, whether it's shopping, or whether it is distributing.
What if I just want to give a donation? What do I do?
You can donate right on the website. You just click, and
so you can put cash, but there's also an Amazon list, so I can go choose and say, I'm going to buy 5 pairs of sweatpants and 2 bathrobes.
Correct. And all that stuff is housed in our warehouse, which is a monumental undertaking.
Yes.
To put together.
Because you have to go through every single piece that comes in.
Yeah, it has to be new. We don't take anything slightly used. That goes to Salvation Army.
No.
These are all brand new items, and this is what they've asked for. So if somebody adopts a tag, whether they go to the library and pick up a tag, or they go to one of the locations to get a tag.
Explain a little bit more about the tag if they don't understand.
So I've sat down, and Linda's the recipient, and I've asked her a bunch of questions. And for privacy reasons, the tag is going to say Linda. It's not going to say her last name. And it's going to say her age. And it's going to say some of her likes. It's also going to tell us if she's diabetic, because in our culture...
Don't be buying me any candies.
Right. In our culture, we buy food and we buy goodies, but if somebody's diabetic, they can't have that.
Yeah, that's a torture then.
Right. We do not accept alcohol. Those of us who are sorting at the warehouse do. 727-641-5483. We accept... No. But then there's an entire list. So the social workers, the case managers, the activities directors, or the guardians have already done those tags. 1,200 of them are out there.
Okay.
You can go to the website and pick a tag. You can go into one of the public libraries and pick a tag, or on the silversantas.org website, or through Better Living for Seniors, click on Silver Santas. It'll show you all the locations.
All right, so I go to a location, I see this tree, and I see a tag, and I pull the tag. What happens from there?
You go shopping, and you fill the tag. And we hope that you pick everything that's on
there. On the tag, so that we don't have to be re-tagging everything.
But let's say you pull it, and Linda has asked for cowboy boots in a size 6, and the person who's shopping for Linda cannot find cowboy boots in a size 6. That tag and that bag gets brought to us, and we go through it at the warehouse, because we're the final stopping ground.
Right.
And we look and we go, there's no size 6.
There's no boots there.
Boots. So then we send somebody who's volunteered to take some of the cash that's been donated on our website to go out and buy those size 6 cowboy boots. We do not buy, you know, we try to keep the bags right around $100, between $50 and $100, because that does make a difference.
Yes.
$100 goes a long way, especially if you go, like, to Bell's and you use their Bell's Bucks or Kohl's. They have Kohl's cash.
Buy one, get one free.
Publix, Walgreens, CVS, all of them have sales going on. So whether it's for the Toy Drive for Rotary or Silver Santas for a senior,
you can make a difference.
Everybody in this listening audience cares about somebody from infant, you know, from the, as they would say it, Alexander,
from the womb to the tomb.
Yeah. So you can get with me from the womb to the tomb, because
make a difference.
The two hit everybody. Yeah. You're either an elder or you're a child. Yeah. And some of our elders are children at home or at heart, and they do ask for stuffed animals. They'll ask for something as small as large print playing cards because they want to play solitaire, but they can't see the cards anymore.
Right.
A large print Bible.
Yeah.
Big ask. Yeah. So don't get them. You know, you and I are sitting here without glasses. We don't know what the heck is written on here.
Exactly.
And it's right in front of us. So the large print things, put yourself in their shoes, and you fill out the ticket. But if you adopt somebody on a ticket and you can't find everything, get it back to the site that you pulled it from.
And just let people know.
And then the people at that site will enter it into the computer, and when my team at the warehouse pulls it up, we see, oh, Linda didn't get her size 6 cowboy boots.
Yeah.
We will send somebody either to Amazon, which is primarily where we go,
yeah,
or send them right out to Bell's. We do, Bell's does a huge donation to us each year. So we like to support them,
yes,
on the back end with,
yes,
the little things that, you know.
I knew when you fill that bag, you could add an extra one or two items in there, too.
Right. And if they're diabetic, then you put the diabetic candy in.
Right.
And if it's not marked diabetic, throw a treat in there, for goodness,
yeah,
sakes. Because everyone, again, people think that somebody who's living in an assisted living has every... They don't.
No.
And... That, you know, if you're a candy lover, and all of a sudden you
see a little chocolate Santa in there,
yeah,
that would make me so happy.
It's
the easy, simple things that we can do.
It's
the easy, simple things that we can do. You can go to the dollar store. You can get stuff for Silver Santa.
You can get diabetic
for the
socks
get a lot. Just shop around. Go around because there are things there, and be thankful and grateful that you're able to do that.
Yeah.
That you can say, I'm going to take $20, I'm going to take $30 out of my pocket, and I'm going to do something for somebody else. Because it'll be some of the best money that you'll ever spend.
And then I'm going to take it one step further. We're all in a budget. Somebody said something of the I word lately.
What's the I word?
Inflation. So if your excuse is that you are pushed to the brink yourself, but you want to help,
volunteer.
We are looking for volunteers. It costs you nothing.
Right.
Again, go to silversantas.org. You sign
up.
It takes
a lot of work to do all this.
You click. It does. It takes thousands of people, or hundreds of people,
right,
to fill these bags and transport them and make sure that every single thing,
yeah,
on every, you know,
and make sure that every tag's returned.
Because
there's an issue
not.
There.
There's
sometimes
about,
people take the tag and they forget about it, or,
yeah,
you know.
There's about 30% that are taken,
but
and
we have
for
to cover
whatever
that,
reason,
though,
we need to create that entire tag.
Exactly.
From the donations, from the parties with purpose. So if you are in an organization, Pro is really big on helping us out.
What's Pro?
The
Real Estate?
Real Estate, yep. Yeah, the Kiwanis, the Rotary, every Rotary,
yeah,
helps us out with this. I'm going to give a shout out to my new boss.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so we talked about Ed Lurie, and he was the sponsor of Terry Collier, who is my sponsor. So I'm Ed's granddaughter, and I got to sponsor my new boss, the owner of Generations. Sean Carroll is the chief of the fire department in Largo, and I got to pin him into the St. Pete Rotary.
How cool.
So Ed now has a great-grandson who's the fire chief. But it just, you know, we all work together to support,
yeah,
each other. They did a golf, yeah, they're doing a golf tournament coming up to benefit CART, which all the proceeds go to Alzheimer's research, because one of their members lost a family member.
And that's when it happens.
And they said, let's do a golf tournament. We do a golf tournament as well. We do the oldest golf tournament. But they did one, and one of their members, in memory of this member's family member, paid all the expenses. So every single dime that is raised at that golf tournament,
how nice,
will go right to Alzheimer's research.
How nice.
Again, it's the givers in life. You find out, you know, you and I have been marketing together and separately,
yeah,
for 22
long time.
Years.
Yeah.
And, you know, people come to you and you think, oh, that's a great person. Are they a giver or are they a taker?
And you find
when
out
you,
sooner or later.
You find out really darn
and,
quick.
And you know, the givers are a lot of the same group.
It's always 10% of every population, and that's fine. But it's interesting to me when people say, oh, yeah, I'm here to serve you. really, could you give me 2 hours? Oh, no, I got 2 hours.
Yeah.
Could you give me 50 bucks?
But you know what? What goes around comes around. And I believe that totally. I believe there's a law of balance.
Oh, there is. Absolutely.
There's a law of balance. And when you do something good and you go out there and do something good, it's going to come back to you.
Tenfold.
Maybe not on the day you expect it.
Ever.
Or when you really want it. You know, I tell that to my grandchildren. They're kind of getting it now. But I say if you do something really crappy, it's going to come back to you, too.
Tenfold.
So, you know, it's all about taking care of each other. This world is made of people. Human beings is the most important thing. Of everything. And don't miss out on that.
Yeah.
Don't miss out on having close relationships. Don't miss out on helping each other. Because that is that's what we're here for.
It's 100% your purpose.
That's what we're here for. And to have that opportunity, I am blessed that I have a lot of friends. I'm blessed that I have people I can trust. You know, but it's a two-way street too.
I was just going to say, once you break the trust, once you, you know, we talked about this again with COVID. We put on a lot of masks, but those masks took off a lot of people's masks. You found out, are they really about the money?
Right.
Or are they about me, me, me? And
right.
I think that
whole the mission.
Me mentality is just hideous. Yeah. It's not cute.
But
it's not
funny.
But
how blessed are we? Because we're surrounded by a whole bunch of people that do make a difference.
Oh, so good.
That do. You know, I did a support group. I'm back live at Arden Courts. Yay, live support group. This morning. And there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that, that one-on-one meeting and getting together. And there's nothing like Arden Courts.
Nope. I mean, that's a member of our Rotary.
Sponsored her. Yeah. And everything that they do there, you know, it's just top-notch.
Mm-hmm. And she and Don are incredible.
Leading into that, so I'm doing an event. Well, first of all, the next support group, live support group, will be December 9th at Arden Courts in Seminole. And you can come see me there. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can RSVP at 727-512-9925. And, of course, this is all on my website.
What's your website?
LindaBurhans.com. Connecting Caregivers in conjunction with the Largo Police Senior Services Division is doing an event on Thursday, January 5th from 9 to 2 p.m. at the Largo Community Center. So there's going to be a lot of caregiver resources and strategies there. Dr. Schlossberg is coming to speak. She's a fabulous speaker. I'll be your MC and girl around town that day. But we're going to have Area Agency on the Aging, Meals on Wheels, Neighborly Care Services, a lot of services that are available to people that they don't know about. We'll be doing the virtual dementia tour there. What's a virtual dementia tour? Virtual dementia tour is when they gear you up to kind of be like a person that has dementia. So they'll put a pair of glasses on you that you can't see too clearly out of. Maybe some headphones that have like a little buzzing in your ears. Maybe they're going to tape a couple of your fingers together or give you gloves with like peas in the fingers. And they're going to send you in a room that's
stuff
not well
shoes.
Lit. Yep. And say, I want you to fold the laundry or to do this or to do that. And you're going to find out you can't do it. And you're going to realize some of the things that your loved one goes through that you just couldn't realize before until you stepped into their shoes.
Yeah, I really, you know, we talked about this when Bernadette, when I went through it the first time with her. And each time it rocks your world.
Every time.
Even having cared for Daddy and doing support groups and being a facilitator, I feel like there shouldn't be anyone in health, like in order to work in healthcare, I feel like that should be mandatory, just as mandatory as CPR and a level 2 background for anybody who's in healthcare and anybody who's a guardian, because you just don't get it. That is just, it's a 20-minute sliver that will rock your world and really bring it back.
And every single one of my caregivers that has gone through it said, thank you, Linda.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much that's meant to me.
What a service from Arden Courts. It's amazing. Thank you, Bernadette, Donna, and that entire Arden Courts team.
Yes, and we'll talk about this a little bit more when we come back, because right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yes, I love the Footbar Walker, and they're now covered by insurance because when they first came out, they weren't. And I love the Footbar Walker and so many other people that contact me about different things because they've been invented because of a purpose, because mom couldn't do this or dad couldn't do that. And the people that invented the Footbar Walker put in, like, their life retirement to get the Footbar Walker going. And it's going crazy now. And it was demonstrated in the conference either yesterday or the day before. So you'll be able to see that soon. It's just great. It really helps the caregiver and the loved one. But I want to go back to the seminar on January 5th. There will be respite adult daycare for any of you people that want to come for your loved one. So Neighborly Care Network will come and pick up your loved one and take them to the Neighborly Care Network Center while you come and enjoy the conference. And then they will bring them home after that.
That's awesome.
Totally free of charge. Also, we're going to have CarFit there. And CarFit is where they check out your car, make sure that the seat is in the right position, that your tires are good, that the seat, you know, is high enough or low enough or whatever. So there's going to be a lot of resources here that are available to you that you just didn't know about, and a lot of resources that are for free. So it is Thursday, January 5th from 9 to 2 at the Largo Community Center. And you can call Officer Joel Quattlebaum at 727-586-7351. Or you can RSVP to me through my website, lindaburhans.com. There's a couple other things I wanted to say here. Just find it. So Dr. Tam Cummings will be doing the roller coaster of holiday caregiving, and it is a roller coaster, on Thursday, December 1st at 11 a.m. That's totally virtual. So if you're interested in that, presented by Arden Quartz, just email me and I will send you the link. So we're coming up to the holidays. And the holidays can be a fabulous time, or for someone with Alzheimer's and dementia, can be a horrific time.
Especially for the caregiver.
Yeah. So I want you to remember to reach out for help and accept help when someone asks you. I want you to remember, please don't jazz up the house with too much decorations.
No blinking lights.
Yes, no blinking lights. They're not even good for people
or
that don't
veterans.
Have Alzheimer's. What?
Veterans. PTSD.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's not good.
It's
we don't think.
We just don't. The holiday is not about the decorations. The holiday is about being with your family.
Right.
The holiday is about having time together, maybe having some good food to eat and everything. It's not about the decorations. You know, one of my caregivers around Halloween decked out her whole place for her aunt, and her aunt didn't come out of the bedroom.
Yeah,
and
because her aunt she was terrified.
She was always the witch every year, so she thought that would be cute, cool, whatever, and it wasn't.
It was
terrifying. Frightening to her.
Yeah.
So before you go putting them up, don't put them up. You know about that now.
Spend the money, come to the toy drive, support Silver Santas, and do some real good.
Yes, and create a safe space in the house for your loved one during the holidays. I know lots of times when there's a lot of people and I'm having a family function, it's a little too much for me with people yakking and talking. And go ahead.
Another shout out to Arden Quartz really quick. When Daddy was with me and going through stuff and he was starting to get some agitation, and you knew Daddy, he was never agitated except the dementia agitated him. Bernadette brought me over one of the weighted blankets. That is such a need for people who have dementia or any form of dementia, but also for caregivers.
It's just comforting.
It is a comfort that you cannot imagine. It is not a restraint. It's a comfort.
Yeah, it is. So please think about that. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You know how much I appreciate you guys. I will be back next week with another fabulous show. If you're looking for a support group, go to my website, lindaburhans.com, under events. Not just my groups, but other facilitators have their groups there too. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Thank you. And you need